You are listening to the seventh episode of the Bridge Commission Audio Walks, a new annual commission that marks the opening of the Serpentine Sackler Gallery. 12 internationally acclaimed authors have been invited to write short texts lasting for the duration of the walk between the two buildings. You will be able to download a new audio walk each month from the Serpentine Gallery's website, serpentinegalleries.org. At the end of the year, you will have a collection of new writing to add to the books you already own. This story, Five Prophecies, was written and read by novelist Adam Thirlwell. Adam Thirlwell is the author of the novels Politics and The Escape. The Bridge Commission audio walks are supported by Bloomberg.
Five Prophecies. One thing that's possible is that without anticipating this state at all, you wake up and are suddenly unable to imagine how you will complete the slightest action. Even reaching the door from the bed can seem a distant prospect. And then once you've made it to the door, how many steps must you go down to the kitchen? And then how many operations just to make a cup of coffee? It's a wonder anyone survives even the beginning of a day, let alone an entire week. For once you discover the infinite inside things, it's very wearing and dispiriting. And that is what once happened to Jaleesa. Not, to be precise, when she was waking up, but when she stood there on a bridge, or to be even more precise, just before a bridge, and realised that even inside this small walk ahead of her from one side of the bridge to the other, there were an infinite amount of moments to negotiate. Jaleesa was a bodybuilder, and probably it's true that if there has ever been a golden age of female bodybuilding, then we are in it. But still, however content she should have been, at this moment, Jaleesa was experiencing something that she could only call fear. But really what she was feeling was possibly much stranger and more terrible. Because it really is terrible when you consider how far away things are from each other. Just think about the space there is between you and the nearest tree, then between the leaves themselves and from the leaves to the twigs and the smallest branches. It's basically impossible to reach anything at all, or sometimes it can seem so. To think of the infinity inside the smallest motion. And it was making Jaleesa realise how many prophecies she could make, even concerning a single walk. For instance, according to Jaleesa, five things were going to happen before she reached the other side of the bridge. She knew that when she saw the water, she would want to look down at it, and this happened. She knew that if a car went past, it would make her think of her dead father, and this happened. She knew that a wind would suddenly make the sound in her headphones go crazy, and this happened. Also, she knew that she would think about a boy who was right now far away in another country, because if you chose any 5-minute period in her life right now, she would be thinking about him at least once. And this happened. It happened more than once. But also she knew that as soon as she reached the other side, she would pause and hail a taxi to take her to the gym for her day's training. And while this almost happened, it did not. And the story of how this prophecy did not come true is of some interest and perhaps also instructive. She was walking along the bridge and had immediately paused to look down into the water and observe her crumpled reflection. Then a car went past which made her think of her dead father, who had a crazy love of cars which she never could reciprocate. And then the wind was so loud that she could not hear the song she was playing on her iPod for a moment. And this song, as always, made her think about the boy far away in another country, with whom she had recently spent a crazy night where she told him various secrets of her sexual history and her teenage years. And at 4 in the morning they had finally parted, with this knowledge that although they had not slept together, they did both believe that at some point in this life they would be naked together in a bed. And it was this thought that accompanied her to the other side of the bridge, where she paused to hail a taxi. She stood there, waiting. And perhaps if a taxi had arrived immediately, then Jaleesa would have gone to the gym and her final prophecy would have come true. But she was thinking so much of this boy in another country that it suddenly occurred to her that no, she would not hail a taxi because she would not go to the gym, and that in fact she would never go to a gym ever again. There it was. She was no longer a bodybuilder. She knew this very abruptly but also completely. That's how quickly your life can change. And when you think about it, that's a relief that things can change so fast, when you also consider how infinite and slow they are as well.
Thank you for listening. For more information about the Bridge Commission audio walks, visit serpentinegalleries.org.